Hey, this is Kim, and first of all, let me remind you that there's two contests up at Space Monkey right now, and you can win original art. So go there and give me your best title for the first Space Monkey season, or redesign Space Monkey's ship. The deadlines are coming up very fast. So go there, give me your suggestions, vote, bribe, win, whatever. And make it cool. Anyhow, what I wanted to talk to you about today is Space Monkey Season 1 and what I've learned that I can bring with me to Season 2 to make it even cooler. Because, first of all, let me say thank you to all the contributors who have pushed so much great effort into coming up with the coolest suggestions ever. And there lies one of the problems that I didn't foresee, which is when you guys put so much effort into your work and the story goes a way that you don't want, and something silly wins a suggestion or wins a poll, then, well, basically I break someone's heart every week. And if it's sometimes silly things win, sometimes good things win, sometimes people don't agree what's silly and what's good. And sometimes silly can be good. But what I need to do is to make better lines of communication between you and me and everyone, so that we can all go together and make the interactivity of Space Monkey more fun and make the story better. Because this is an experiment in trying to make a good interactive story. And, well, Season 1? I personally feel it's more silly than good. But, you know, you gotta start somewhere. Anyhow, another problem that I didn't foresee with the Space Monkey format is that very many of the readers are only readers. There's a little hard core of people who are giving all the suggestions, and there's a bit of a wider audience of people who are voting on the suggestions, but most people are actually going into Space Monkey, reading the comic, and not giving their vote even. So the problem is that by having the polls on the main page, I kind of spoil the story for them and make their experience less fun. And it also makes for some random voting, which isn't good, because then the silly things always win. And silly is good sometimes, but not always. And basically, these are the two main lessons that I think I need to focus on bettering for Season 2. So what I'm planning to do is try and make a system where we can all communicate more, and where you get more input, and where the voting is clearly separated from the reading. So, yeah, I think I'll stop talking right now and save the rest for a little boo tomorrow. Again, Space Monkey Contests, you have until tomorrow at midnight to come up with a great name for the first Space Monkey season, tomorrow midnight Norway time, and until Friday midnight Norway time to make it win. And I'm hoping to get at least one more suggestion and a lot more votes, hopefully, because that would be cool and you win original art. Okay, thanks, I'll shut up now and talk to you tomorrow. Bye bye.